We are learning with Shabbat Rav Avadia Yosef. We're in Shabbat Shabbat Chavedat Chelak Hey. Today, Siman Lamed. And the question he has on Mincha on Shabbat. If you look in the various Sidurim, in the Amidah of Mincha on Shabbat, you get options. What are you supposed to say? V'yanuchu vo Yisrael mekadesei shemecha? Or should you say V'yanuchu vam Yisrael mekadesei shemecha? Now, the problem is that you can't really tell from the language itself. Because if you look at the text of the bracha, right? V'anchileinu Hashem Elokeinu. Hashem, you should grant us, right? Be'avel, for a son with love and ritzui and desire. Shabbat kodshecha, you give us Shabbat. V'yanuchu bo Yisrael mekad sei shemecha. We should rest in it, no? In Shabbat. Shabbat is nekeva, it should be v'yanuchu va. And in fact, the Shirei Knesset HaGedolah says that, yeah, at night we say v'yanuchu va, at Shacharit we say v'yanuchu bo, and at Mincha we say v'yanuchu vam. Why? Why do you keep changing it? So he says, Shabbat, because it ends with a taf. Good question, because it's Shabbat, so the Beit Yosef deals with that question. He says it's Shabbat HaNes HaGadol. Shabbat in Torah is always nekeva. Look in... No, you look in the Pasuk. I mean, it's always Negevah. Oh, so we'll get to that. So there's a Nitziv who answers Ofer's question, but that's the very last piece. So we'll get there. But Shabbat to be Negevah. Shabbat HaNes HaGadol, but Yosef writes. So the Shirek Nes HaGadol says at night say Va, during the morning say Vo, and at Mincha say Vam. What's Vam? Why Vam? In Zem, that makes no sense. So he says, no. Because at night, you have to understand, Shabbat is like a marriage. At night, it's like the kala is still in her house. The focus is on the kala, v'yanuchu va. During the morning, it's during, she's v'veit achatan. They just got married, she's now in his house, v'yanuchu vo. And at mincha, they're already living together as a couple, v'yanuchu vam, together. Very nice, very clever. The Magen Avraham quotes this. And Rav Avadia now says, yeah, how do you know? You can prove at night, she's the kala is still at home. And during the day, it's as if she's with the chatan. Who cares? He says, you know who cares? When you have a din, there's a din of kavod Shabbat. You have to give kavod to Shabbat. Which is greater? If you have fancy food, when should you serve the fancier food? Friday night or Shabbat day? Kavod yom or kavod laila? Which one gets the more kavod? Kavod yom. Because now the kala's already in his house. At night, it was a kala still at home. She's like getting ready for the wedding. During the day, she's already with him. That has more kavod. He says, that's halakha l'maaseh. Meta works. The problem is that although the Shirei Knesset HaGedolah quotes that.
During the day, it's kiddush rabba. So the kiddush rabba is like a...
But that's less of a kiddush. So that's the opposite though. Okay, fine. So the Shiboli Aleket says no. He says, during the day it should be va. At night it's va. And during the day it's vo. He doesn't hold this idea of Vam at all. And the Yavet writes that in the Kitvei HaArizal, which we don't have, he says there's no difference. He just says during the day, meaning Shacharit HaMincha, you say Vo. He says there's no difference, you say Vo, and that's it. So the Chida writes, wait a minute. I don't know what the Yavet is quoting. We don't have any reference in the Shara Kavanot to this idea. I don't know what he's quoting, he says, but all the Talmidim of the Arizal, the Chida is telling you, say Vam. They all say Vam at Mincha. They say Va at night in the Keva. Vo during Shacharit, and Vam at Mincha. He says, that's the practice. He quotes lots of people who say that Ramaz, Rav Moshe Zechuto, he writes that that's the way, Al-Pi Kabbalah, that's the way. And he says, that's the minhag of the Talmidei Ha'ari. The problem is that Rabbi Shalom Moshe Chai Gagin, who's a great grandson of the Rashash, Rabbi Shalom Sarabi, he says he has a sidur over the Rashash. When his own sidur, it says vo. It said, at night va, shacharit mincha is vo. And he says, and that's the practice in Yeshivat Beit El in Yerushalayim. That's the yeshiva of the Rashash. And he says, and that's what they do, and that's when you remember someone asked his grandfather, great-grandfather, what to do. He said, mitzvah bo. Clever. Mitzvah bo, it's supposed to be bo. All right, so now what do you do? So even the Ben Yishchai writes, yeah, Yeshivat Beit El, the Minhagen Beit El, which is generally, when we want to know what's the right thing al-pi Kabbalah, we often look at that yeshiva. What do they do there? That the Yeshivat Mekubalim, from the Rav Gedalia Chiyun, but then the Rashash, that's what they do. So he says, yeah, in Yeshivat Beit El, they say Vo. I mean, Chai goes, then Yishchai says, but we say Vam. He says, our practice is Vam, and that's what we do. Zimchei Tzedek says, yeah, we say, Zimchei Tzedek, Rav Dala Somech, who's the Ben Yishchai's Rebbe in Baghdad, he says, we also say Vam, although in Yerushalayim they don't. So what do you do? What do we do now? We have a dude from the Rashash that you should say Vo. We have the Chida who says you should say Vam. So what do we do? So Rav Avadya quotes from the Ben Yishchai himself. The Ben Yishchai in Shana Shniyat in Parshas Vayikra, he says, what do you do when there's a machloket? He doesn't say this, but the way Rav Avadya reads it, there, the Ben Yishchai there is quoting a machloket between the Chida and the Rashash. What do you do on Rosh Chodesh? On Rosh Chodesh during the week, we put on tefillin for Shacharit, and then we take it off for Musaf. So what if you want to say Shnayim Mikra Vechad Targum after tefillah? You want to say Chok L'Yisrael, things that other days of the week, of the month, you say with tefillin. Should you put tefillin on or not? For those that this, after Musaf, after tefillah, you'll take the tefillin off for Musaf, do you put it on again after? The Rashash says no, the Chida says yes, and the Ben Yishchai says we follow the Rashash. Why? The Chida didn't see Divrei HaRashash. Now the Chida was a Talmid of the Rashash. He didn't see, I don't know. Rav Avadya learns from this, whenever there's a machlok at Chida and Rashash, we follow the Rashash. Okay, I don't know. So fine, we're going to follow, he says, we're going to follow the Rashash, and the proper thing to say is Vo. He says, but nobody disagrees that the Kavod Yom is greater. Meaning everybody agrees, whether you hold Vo or Vam, it's clearly feminine at night and masculine during the day. And then the Tziv says, Ofer, to your point, you'll see if you look carefully, I didn't look at all the cases, but you have to check the Tziv, he's very good like that. Whenever it's referring to Shabbat at night, it uses a feminine, the Keva. When it's referring to Shabbat during the day, you look in the Nisiv. But that's a verb. Kivo Shabbat. No, no. So the Nisiv. So yeah, no, it doesn't mean. Why does it mean at night? No, I understand. But why does it? I mean, the day of Shabbat. So you have to figure that out. You have to see the Nisiv inside. The Nisiv is not one who just says. He's going to bring you proof. I don't have all the proof. But he says, often we refer to Shabbat at night as the son of Kevan, Shabbat during the day as the son of Zachar, to show that now it's Kalab Beit HaChatan, which is a higher level. Rav Avadya said, right, so what should you do? He says, well, look, it's a machloket, the Rashash and the Chida. You're not going to go wrong. Meaning, yes, Omal Lismoch, he says, we follow the Rashash, we should say Vo. If you want to say Vam, though, you have to change another word. He says, you can't just say, Van Chileno Sem Lekein Bavav Ratzon, Shabbat Kodshecha, V'yanuchu Vam. That's not a grammatically correct sentence. Oh, you gave us Shabbat and we should rest in Vem. If you want to say Vam, in this Sidur at least, and I think in the Avodat Hashem, it gives you the option, you should say V'yanuchu Vam, V'yanuchu Vam, V'yanuchu Vam, Shabbatot Kodshecha. Say Hashem gave us Shabbatot and we should rest in them. Because the text has to make grammatical sense. He says better to say Vo. However, if your practice is to say Vam, then you should say Shabbatot Kodshecha instead of Shabbat Kodshecha in order for the grammar to work out.